really similar.
Well, sanctions, geopolitics, export limitations, and weather all colliding with elevated commodity prices to create an almost unprecedented environment for farmers in recent months. Rabobank Executive Director of Research for Farm Input, Samuel Taylor, says China has been a key player when it comes to fertilizer prices.
Not only have you got China curtailing their action of exporting into the global market, but it also coincides with the peak Northern Hemisphere demand season, and in particular, the North American demand season. Against this backdrop, you also have what is going on in Europe, which is the higher natural gas prices. Again, this is broadly geopolitical. But at the moment, you have to look at what is going on from a production standpoint in Europe. And they've had to curtail or shut down a lot of their ammonia production because of the high natural gas prices.
Taylor adds that fertilizer prices typically fall off in the December-January timeframe and then rally into spring. However, if there is a shortfall in the fertilizer application, there could be further pricing upside this spring. A new